In his speech to school children today, President Obama will tell them to study more. Many educators say low-income kids in particular need to spend more hours per day and more days per week in school. Still, a dispute involving teachers in Baltimore is raising questions about whether the country can afford to pay for extra time. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
KIPP, the Knowledge is Power program, is a nationwide network of 82 charter schools with one goal, getting low-income kids into college. One of the more successful KIPP schools is Ujima Village, a middle school in Baltimore's Park Heights neighborhood.
Two straight lines, hands at your side, please be silent.
Kids here wear neat uniforms. They promise to work hard and be nice. If they act out, they must wear a bright yellow sticker. And as at all KIPP schools, they face very long school days. Jason Botel is head of KIPP Ujima.
The KIPP model, one of the pillars, is more time, and typically students go to school for between 9 and 9.5 hours all over the country at KIPP middle schools.
9.5 hours. That's compared with 7 hours at typical Baltimore City schools. For years, KIPP has paid teachers here a stipend, as it does everywhere else, to pay for those extra hours and for working some Saturdays. Most here agree with reading teacher Jason Farber, who used to teach in a district-run school.
People ask me how I liked the extra hours in my first few weeks at KIPP, and I truthfully told them I would rather spend 12 hours here than 7 hours at a regular middle school in Baltimore.
So many teachers were surprised when the Baltimore Teachers Union came to KIPP earlier this year and said, "You're being underpaid."
We're not opposed to KIPP. We just ask that they pay a fair wage for the work done.
Marietta English is president of the Baltimore Teachers Union. She says the stipend was only enough to pay teachers to work about 20% more hours than the typical 7-hour day. In fact, she says KIPP teachers had to work a lot more than that. She says it's fine if teachers volunteer to work for free, as many do, but not if it's required.
Teachers volunteer all the time after school. They have clubs after school. They're other programs where teachers volunteer. That's if it's mandated, we ask that they're paid for the work they do.
Because of the union complaint, KIPP had to raise teacher pay and cut hours. It hasn't been enough. KIPP Ujima head Jason Botel says the bump in pay has driven this school to the budgetary brink.
To suddenly have that kind of a drastic increase, we can't afford that over time. It's just not something we can sustain.
You seldom hear a discouraging word in the halls of KIPP schools, which thrive on intense dedication. But teachers here say the loss of instructional time, about an hour a day, and no classes on weekends, undermines that commitment. Fifth grade reading teacher Tammy Coit.
Part of our compensation is the student success we see. And having less time with the students and having the KIPP model compromised really is taking away from that compensation.
Only one KIPP teacher has come out in favor of paying the union scale, and he's not a KIPP teacher anymore. Shelton Goines taught at KIPP Ujima until last school year. He now works at another school in the same building.
Our feet are held to the fire as far as other requirements within our contract, so why would salaries be any different?
In many states, charters can sign special agreements with unions. Maryland is the only one where charters have to follow the same rules as district schools. KIPP supporters are calling on the state legislature to change that law, but even if that comes to pass, this clash raises questions about how school systems will pay for a longer school day if that's what actually helps low-income kids do better. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.